I'm David Brancaccio in New York. World leaders met earlier this month at the UN to talk climate change. This week, it is mayors from about 100 of the world's largest cities having their own summit in Copenhagen. It's called the C40, and the group of cities is urging a drastic drawdown of greenhouse gas emissions. Marketplace's Ben Bradford has more.
Cities have leverage, says former Toronto Mayor David Miller, now C40's Director of Diplomacy. They're where most people live.
National action is failing, so we're doing what is scientifically mandated to help keep global heating to no more than 1.5 degrees.
He says C40 cities have already pledged to stop emissions from rising by next year and to cut them in half by 2030. And Berkeley professor Ken Alex says cities do have power.
Most of land use decisions are local. Cities make decisions about where and how things are built.
They could impose new energy efficiency standards or procure electric buses instead of diesel. And they'll try to do it all without major budget impacts because there's no dedicated city climate change fund. So Alex says for the most radical changes, cities will need to seek private capital. I'm Ben Bradford for Marketplace.